What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Cosmic Wonder. I'm Warren, and we have some epic Deadpool and Wolverine news to go over today, including a new look released by Empire Magazine, a new trailer that is going to be coming with exclusive footage and dialogue, and you might have heard that Deadpool and Wolverine is doing some reshoots right now. They are back on set doing reshoots, and some people were a little bit worried, but we actually have some great news on that front today. Overall, just great news about Deadpool and Wolverine. You won't want to miss it, and if you're new, be sure to subscribe to the channel so you don't miss out on any of the latest videos. Also, big congratulations to YouTube user Tony Piacente. You have been selected as the winner for our April giveaway. And of course, we're starting our May giveaway now, giving away a PS5 or Xbox Series X. All you got to do to enter, subscribe, and leave a comment on our videos. We pick one winner at the end of each month. So first things first, let's take a look at this new look of Deadpool and Wolverine. And there's a really, really cool Easter egg in one of these photos that Moon Knight fans are really going to enjoy. We have the awesome pic of Deadpool and Wolverine here, but if you look, obviously in the background, there's a big van. This is the van from Moon Knight. It's very clearly the van. It's the Subwagen that Moon Knight ends up driving, or I should say Steven ends up driving, with the cupcake on the top, which you can't see here, but you can see on the side, you can see the cupcake and the latter part of wagon. So for Moon Knight fans, this is going to be really cool. I'm not sure if this means that we're going to get a Moon Knight cameo, but it does seem like at one point in time, a universe that Moon Knight was in that had this van was pruned, and this is a remnant of that universe. Now we're going to talk about cameos big time in just a bit, so stick tight for that, but we have some other photos to go over as well. To further go over this photo, I simply love it because you can just tell how annoyed Wolverine is with Deadpool. If you take a look at Wolverine's suit, you can see that there are bullet holes in it. We can also see some holes made by his katanas. So they've already fought at this point in time, and we know that Deadpool is simply trying to convince Wolverine to help him out to essentially save his own world and the multiverse. But Wolverine, at least in the beginning, doesn't want any part of it, and you can just tell how annoyed he is with Deadpool here. Now the next one is of Deadpool and Wolverine, again still in the void. It looks like they could be inside of Cassandra Nova's base here. In the background, we can see these spherical cages that we've seen many times in the trailer now. It's still unclear of what these could actually be. They could be weapons or they could be cages. Some people theorize that this could kind of be a trap for Eliath when they first try to capture Eliath. Maybe Cassandra Nova puts people inside of these to bait Eliath to come and get them. And of course, we know that despite having some spikes on the outside of them, that will do absolutely nothing to Eliath. But this scene seems to be a little bit different. They're obviously both looking at the same thing. They are probably in the base of Cassandra Nova, and Wolverine's face seems to imply that they are seeing something that is kind of beyond the two of them fighting at the moment. This could be where Wolverine realizes that he does indeed have to help Deadpool, because Cassandra Nova is most likely going to wipe out the entire multiverse if he doesn't, which means countless variants of the people that he loves, the people that he failed in his own universe, will die all across the multiverse, and maybe that's what convinces him to join the fight with Deadpool instead of fighting against him. Then we have an epic photo of just Wolverine in a classic Wolverine pose, wearing his classic Wolverine suit, claws out. This is what we've been waiting for. This exact moment right here in the classic suit, Hugh Jackman's return, just a funny and gory Wolverine and Deadpool story. This picture right here is what we've been waiting for. We also have a couple new pics of Dogpool. If you did not know, yes, Dogpool is 100% in this movie. We have a few photos of him today. Actually, we have the one here where he's running in the field. Then we have the cover of Empire Magazine that shows Deadpool, Wolverine, and Dogpool on it. Deadpool is holding Dogpool. And notice at the bottom of this magazine cover, it does say Captain America 4. So when this comes out, not only will we get some more info about Deadpool and Wolverine, but we'll also get some info about Captain America 4 and possibly a new look as well. Then on a subscribers only cover for Empire Magazine, we see an animated Deadpool and Wolverine and Dogpool as well. And if you notice, Deadpool's arm slash hand is ripped off, and he was holding the leash for Dogpool, and now Wolverine is kind of holding it, except he's holding Deadpool's hand by sticking it with his claws, and he is technically walking Dogpool. Very clever, and kind of gives you an idea of just how violent this movie is going to be. They're definitely not holding back. So this comes out in a week. When the full article comes out, we'll be sure to do a full breakdown on everything that they say and show in the Empire Magazine Deadpool and Wolverine article. So be sure to subscribe and hit that notification bell so you don't miss out. Now the next thing we have to talk about is the fact that there's going to be a new Deadpool and Wolverine trailer, and this sounds like it's going to be a full trailer, but not the final trailer. So we are expecting two more trailers. Of course, we're expecting the final trailer. That's typically what Marvel Studios does. They do a teaser trailer, the first full trailer, and then a final trailer. And then, of course, as we know, a bunch of TV spots. But this one is none of those. According to the insider Cryptic HD Qual, they are going to release an exclusive IMAX trailer that shows exclusive new footage and dialogue in the trailer. And this is believed to be coming out before the full official trailer. So we should be getting this sometime soon, most likely this month. It might actually drop sometime pretty close to when the Empire magazine comes out. That's on May 9th, a week from today. I assume they'll do it a little bit after so they can continuously keep the hype going for Deadpool and Wolverine. So this week we get all of these photos released. The next week we get the Empire magazine full article with new photos as well. Then the week after that, we get the IMAX trailer that has new footage and new dialogue. Then after that, the TV spots could start. Then we get the full trailer, then the TV spots some more. Basically, expect Marvel Studios to ramp up the promotions for Deadpool and Wolverine, basically starting now, which is great for us. And speaking of awesome things in Deadpool and Wolverine, the reshoots that they are doing are apparently to add more cameos to the film, which I am here for because I believe that Ryan Reynolds, Hugh Jackman, Sean Levy, Kevin Feige, I believe all of the people involved in Deadpool and Wolverine will do this right. There are going to be a lot of intentional cameos, but yes, some are going to be thrown in there just to have some cool cameos, which I think is perfectly fine considering the premise of Deadpool and Wolverine and considering the fact that a lot of it is going to take place in the void, which is where remnants of infinite universes end up. So it makes sense to have these cameos in the movie. And if you haven't heard, recently it was reported by an insider, My Time to Shine Hello, that Wesley Snipes is going to reprise his role as Blade, and he will be in Deadpool and Wolverine. If this is true, that is absolutely crazy considering the past that Wesley Snipes has had as Blade. But keep in mind, Ryan Reynolds was in the Blade movies, so it would make sense that he would do this. He has literally worked with Wesley Snipes before, and he was a main character in Blade Trinity. So this just makes sense. And this report is coming from Daniel RPK that the reason they are doing reshoots is to add more cameos. They are apparently very happy with the film. They are not changing anything major. The movie, for the most part, is completely done. The entire story is done. They are simply adding more cameos, which I'm here for. Because again, it works with the situation of Deadpool and Wolverine being a multiverse film. We've heard rumors that Henry Cavill could show up as a Wolverine variant, that Daniel Radcliffe could show up as a Wolverine variant. Of course, we know Jennifer Gardner's returning as Elektra. We've heard Chris Evans could reprise his role as the Human Torch from the Fantastic Four in this movie. Really, the possibilities are endless, and I think if they do the cameos right, which I know they will, then this is just going to be top five Marvel movies of all time, probably top three, and could even be number one for many people out there. It sounds just amazing so far, but we'll have to wait and see. In the meantime, let me know how excited you are for Deadpool and Wolverine, and which cameos would you like to see? Who would you like to see show up? Let us know in the comments down below. And please don't forget to like this video and subscribe to the channel so you can stay up to date on all things Deadpool and Wolverine and the MCU. If you subscribe and leave a comment, you're entered in our giveaway for a chance to win a PS5 and Xbox Series X. We pick one winner at the end of each month. And if you are on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify, please give us a follow on there as well. We would super appreciate it. As always, thank you all so much for watching. Woof woof.